Unit 1. Dream big. One A, Exercise 4, page 5.
The ultimate role model? Meet Nick Vujicic from Melbourne, Australia, an active, adventurous man who projects confidence. In common with many Australians, he has a deep connection with the sea and swims, surfs, sails, and goes scuba diving. He also adores skydiving. He and his wife Kanai have 4 children, and they live in Southern California now, where this laughter-loving and devoted father likes nothing more than to hang out, play football, and paint with his kids in the backyard. All of this probably doesn't sound all that unusual, until you take one important fact into consideration. Nick has tetraamelia syndrome, meaning he has neither arms nor legs. Nick was born this way because of a very rare genetic disorder that occurs in no more than 4 in every 100,000 births. Many sufferers do not live for long after birth. But Nick did, and with the help of his parents, he learned to live with his condition. They even fought for his right to attend an ordinary school instead of one for children with special needs. But it was there that the trouble began. By the age of 8, teasing and bullying had become bad, and Nick had grown depressed. Then, one day, his mother showed him an article about a man with severe disabilities who was achieving his goals despite them and living a full life. Not only that, but he had dedicated his life to helping others. He inspired Nick to be better, and he made the decision from that day on to focus on what he could do, not what he couldn't. Nick has no legs, but he does have 2 small feet, and one has 2 toes on it. He needed a painful operation to gain the use of them, but once he did, there was no stopping him. He has learned to drive himself around in a special wheelchair and type on a computer. He can walk and swim. He can play the drums, get himself a glass of water, comb his own hair, and brush his own teeth. His parents had always told him that while there were a great number of jobs he couldn't do, there were plenty he could, giving financial advice, for example, or accounting. But until he was 17, he really had no idea what he wanted to do with his life. Then, one day, the caretaker of his school approached him and told him that he should become a speaker. When Nick asked him what he had to speak about, the caretaker told him to tell his story to the world. Nick resisted, but the caretaker persisted. Not only that, he arranged for Nick's first speech 3 months later in front of a small group of students. Nick has said that when he saw the light shining in the eyes of a girl in that audience, a light that had not been there before he spoke, he knew he had found his calling. Today, Nick is a motivational speaker who travels all over the world telling people to fulfill their potential, grab opportunities, and chase their dreams. He is the author of a number of self-improvement books. He has given over 2,000 speeches in countries all over the world and has reached countless more people giving talks over the internet. He once calculated that a total of 2 billion people had heard him speak. For each one, he has the same message. You don't know what's impossible until you know what's possible. In other words, you don't know what you are capable of until you start trying. And if you fail, keep on trying. And if you fall, get back up. After all, if Nick can do it, can't we all?